Hello and welcome to Potternims, a Harry Potter podcast about Wizarding World words. My name is Al, and I'm a giant nerd. With me is my co-host and brother.
Hi, I'm Eric, and I'm not quite the Harry Potter geek or word nerd that Al is, so most of this will be new to me. Obviously, there will be spoilers.
Each week, I'll choose a Wizarding World word and tell you all about why it is so awesome and clever. So whether you're like me and you know most of this already,
or you're like me and most of this is a surprise,
I hope you learn something that will add to your enjoyment of this phenomenal fantasy world.
Let's talk about Firenze.
Say that again?
Firenze.
Firenze with a V?
No, with an F. Firenze.
Firenze.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. Well, if you couldn't tell from my reaction, I have no idea what we're about to talk about.
All right. Do you have any guesses?
Well, I mean, it's a single word, so a place or a spell?
Nope.
Let me go down the list. This is okay. Some sort of creature?
Kind of. Yes, it's a creature.
Kind of? Oh, okay. Interesting. Oh, I'm really curious.
It's the name of a individual creature, not a species.
I see.
Yes.
Okay. I still have no idea. Okay. Oh, is this like one of Hagrid's pet creatures?
I like how you put quotation marks around pets with your fingers there. it is not. No.
No. Okay. All right. I'm stumped.
Okay. So Firenze is one of the centaurs that lives in the Forbidden Forest near Hogwarts.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Thus the Madonna-esque single name.
Right. Exactly.
Yes.
Centaurs only need one name.
That's right. Centaurs only need one name.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. I think this is a character that I don't really remember much about in the series.
Mm-hmm.
I'm picturing the character from the movies, but please fill me in.
Okay. Well, the character in the movies actually looks nothing like the description in the books.
Okay.
Yeah, he's described as blonde-haired, blue-eyed, with a Palomino horse body. I don't know if you know what Palominos look like.
Are they the spotted horses?
No, those are Appaloosas, I'm pretty sure. Palominos are like, they're basically the blonde horses. They're like a yellowish color with a light mane and tail.
Okay.
Yeah. So he's a big blonde centaur.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes. So we're not going to talk a lot about centaurs in general because we already did a whole beautiful long episode on centaurs. So if you're interested in hearing more about them, go check out the centaur episode. Today we're just going to talk about Firenze.
Yeah. Okay. I'm sorry. Could you spell the name one more time?
Yes. It's Firenze.
Oh, okay.
Which a lot of people pronounce it Firenze, but in my head and from its context, I'm going to say it's Firenze.
Okay.
Okay.
Wow. All right.
I mean, people, you can pronounce it however you want, but I'm pretty confident on this pronunciation right now, or at least the three syllables. So anyway, this is the centaur who is originally introduced in book one when Harry is out in the woods with all the people who got detention helping Hagrid, and they come across Quirrell with the Voldemort on the back of his head drinking unicorn blood.
Yeah.
And he starts to go after them, and Firenze comes in and chases him away and then gives Harry a lift on his back to get away from there, get back to Hagrid. And for that, you know, if you remember from the centaur episode, how do you think the centaurs reacted to him giving a human a ride?
Not very well.
Yes. They called him a common mule.
And
yeah, that did not go down well. So he's already kind of an outcast in the herd. And then later, when Professor Umbridge fires Professor Trelawney, the divination teacher, in book five, Dumbledore goes and asks Firenze if he would teach divination. Centaurs are astronomers, and that's one of the fields of divination, you know, fortune telling through the stars. So he recruits Firenze to teach at the school, and Firenze agrees, which again, the other centaurs do not appreciate.
Yeah.
And in fact, they beat him up and try to kill him.
Oh, wow.
And they probably would have succeeded if Hagrid had not intervened.
Okay, I see. I knew Hagrid was involved. So, somehow.
Okay, yes, you got it. He's involved. They're buddies.
That's a pretty intense reaction.
Yes.
So he's like fully breaking ranks as far as they're concerned.
Mm-hmm. Yep. He is outcast. You do not belong in this herd anymore. Go live up at that school with your people, humans. Yeah. Yes. At the end of that book, when Umbridge leaves and Trelawney gets her job back, but Dumbledore, he doesn't want to tell Frenzy, you got to go back to your herd, you know, of course. Yeah. So they kind of split the job from then on.
Okay.
So Frenzy does end up fighting in the Battle of Hogwarts and is injured, but he survives.
Okay.
And remember, the other centaurs did come and fight in that battle as well. Mm-hmm. And after that, they kind of grudgingly come around that maybe humans aren't so bad. And they allow him back into the herd.
Oh, okay.
Yes. But he does also keep teaching at the school after that. So he kind of straddles the two worlds. Yes.
Yes, exactly.
Yes. Nice. Well, let's get into his name, Frenzy. Have you heard this before?
Yeah, definitely. I've never, no.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, this one is right up my alley, being an avid traveler. Mm-hmm. Firenze is the Italian name for the city of Florence.
Oh.
Yeah. So we call it Florence in English, but an Italian would say, I'm going to Firenze. Or Firenze, you know, but I'm not going to do a horrible Italian accent this whole time, so.
Why do we do that? I don't get it. Why do we have to rename cities for our language? That's weird.
Make it easier to pronounce? I don't know. Let's not go into that.
Because we misheard it when we first wrote it down. Wow. Okay. I had no idea.
And Florence. I don't know if you know much about Florence.
Not too much. I'm not a big Italy buff.
It's Italia. Yes.
Yes.
Well, Florence is pretty well known as kind of a center of culture and learning and trade and finance all the way back to medieval times. It's sometimes called the birthplace of the Italian Renaissance.
Okay. Well, that makes a lot of sense then.
Yes. And Firenze is, you know, one of the more quote-unquote cultured centaurs and more learned than the rest and more willing to engage with humans that eventually brings about kind of a new era of understanding and cooperation between the two species, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's quite fitting then.
Yeah. So he birthed a centaur renaissance.
That's right.
A centaurissance, if you will.
A centaurissance. Wow. Yeah. You should trademark that one.
Right? Trademark Potternibs. Fitting for him.
Yeah, definitely. Man, I had no idea. Florence Firenze, like, that's not even really close.
They come from the same root. We can go into that.
Oh, okay.
From the Latin Florentia, which means flower or blossoming or blooming. So I always think of it as blooming of ideas of culture, you know? So
right.
Firenze, he had the courage to embrace the new ideas and plant himself like a flower in a new environment. Mm. And he bloomed and he inspired change.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Yes, much more of the metaphor of the meaning of the root. Yeah.
Yes. And also another kind of connection is, you know, he's an astronomer. And one of the most probably the most famous astronomer ever, Galileo Galilei, he lived out his last years in Florence, in Firenze. So there's that connection as well.
Oh, definitely. So, yeah, I mean, he doesn't really even need a last name because the first name basically explains it all.
Yep. Yeah. Firenze explains it all. Q-clip of Clarissa explains it all theme song. No.
Oh man, that would be a really funny, weird, like,
oh my god, that would be hilarious. Like,
Professor Firenze explains it all.
In his 90s bucket hat.
Oh, man.
Well, Firenze as the character was possibly modeled on one of them, probably the most famous Greek centaur ever, who was named Chiron, C-H-I-R-O-N. Have you heard of Chiron?
I don't think so.
Okay. Well, he's also a character in the Percy Jackson and the Olympian series. I don't know if you've ever read those, but...
Mr. Bruner?
In my world, I'm known as Chiron.
He was a real mythological centaur in ancient Greece as well. And he was known as a particularly wise and modest centaur, different from the rest, more human-friendly, very skilled in medicine and teaching, who kind of left behind his wild brethren to teach human heroes. He's known as the teacher of Achilles, of Heracles, or Hercules, however you want to say it, and of Jason. And he was actually accidentally wounded by Heracles' arrow that was dipped in hydra blood, so it causes great pain all the time. So he didn't die, but he's always in pain. And so I won't go into it, but basically, in order to save Prometheus, who gave humans fire, he volunteered to die to save Prometheus, because it would also kind of end his own suffering. And for this sacrifice, he was placed in the stars as the constellation Centaurus. Mm-hmm. So the constellation of the centaur is Chiron.
Okay.
And that's probably who Firenze was modeled after.
Well, that would make a lot of sense. Tons of parallels between their two stories.
Exactly. Yes.
Luckily, at the end, though, at least, he's not in great pain after the battle.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Firenze was also wounded in the battle and didn't die, but... Yes, yeah. He didn't have the searing pain. Yes.
I'm learning so much about centaurs even after our centaur episode.
Right? There's still more. I almost was going to talk about Chiron in the centaur episode, and I was like, nope, I'm saving it for Firenze.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, nice.
I just have one kind of little fun fact that relates to Firenze. Of all of the professors at Hogwarts during the span of this series, there are only 4 or maybe 5, depending on how you count it, who are not completely human.
Mm.
So there's Professor Flitwick was part goblin. Professor Lupin was werewolf.
Mm-hmm.
Hagrid is a half giant. And then maybe Professor Binns, he's a ghost. He was human when he was alive, but now he's a ghost. I don't know if that counts. Mm-hmm. and then Firenze, who is centaur.
Yeah.
So he's one of very few professors who were not completely human, but he is the only one who was not a wizard.
Uh-huh, yeah.
The only Hogwarts professor who was not actually a wizard.
Cool. And the only one with 4 legs.
I suppose that's probably true, yes.
Yeah, so he's truly, like, he has so much scientific value.
Yes.
To the school that even though he doesn't have magical powers, he is kind of an interesting creature of the wizarding world, but not a wizard without any magical powers, but still so much to teach all these young wizards in training.
Exactly. Yes. Yeah. His branch of divination doesn't require any magic.
Yeah.
A lot of divination doesn't require any magic. It seems. Anyway.
Yeah.
So that is Firenze. What do you think about him?
Cool. Well, I really like his name. I think I'm going to try to start throwing a Firenze in there anytime I have the opportunity to say Florence.
Right.
And see how people react.
That pretentious smug git over there. Like, what are you saying? No.
Yeah,
no.
Maybe. Yeah, interesting. Cool name, very fitting, and beyond the name, I love the points you made about his connection to other mythology. And personally, I'm like a big fan of the character's like personality and like convictions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you know, like that's how I would hope I would react. Like, no, this is like how to say this. Some traditions can hold you back. And sometimes being the first to break certain parts of traditions or habits or culture can lead to good things.
Yeah, definitely. That can be very hard to do.
Yeah, right, because you're going to be an outcast, and very likely that the majority of people will not appreciate what you're doing, at least at first.
Exactly.
So don't be afraid to be that person, the trailblazer. And because once people see one person doing it, it's a lot easier for the other people to jump in and engage in the same way or grow. Well, way to go, Forenzi. Good for you. I'm glad it worked out in the end. Unlike someone that you were inspired by.
Yes.
Well, cool. Okay. So, yeah, I had no idea who we were going to be talking about or what we were going to be talking about when I first heard the name Forenzi.
Yes.
So if you're like me and you didn't quite know who we were talking about or what we were talking about at first, we have a lot more to talk about here, including other creatures, other names, plus spells and places and a whole bunch of other stuff. So make sure you're subscribed and share with any other friends you have that are into the Harry Potter series or words in general. And you can check us out online on Facebook and Instagram at Potternims and animated episodes and clips on YouTube. Just search for Potternims.
And there's a whole bunch of extra bonus clips, about 100 or more, on our Patreon page, plus a bunch of other fun extras. Patreon.com/Potternims.
Yeah, well, until next time, I'm Eric.
And I'm Al.
And this has been Potternims.